I got a bag around here somewhere. A bag full of stuff. It's pretty important to me. Hang on. There it is. It's a basic paper bag, but you can see this. It says keep. And I think carting this bag around as long as I can remember. I don't know. Let's see what's in here. Unlabeled DVD. Princess Bride. That's pretty good. Maybe I'll hang on to that. Backup of my first computer. I think I can get rid of that. X-Men. Yeah, hang on to that. Ooh, cervical. Good stuff. More unlabeled shit. Anything could be on here, but I'll hang on to it. Anyway, it's, now that I come to think of it, and label stuff. It's probably stuff from the spank bank way back in the day. And because I'm kind of nostalgic, I'll just hang on to that. Anyway, I want to hang on to this stuff in this bag because it's really important to me. And frankly, if you don't like what I have in this bag, I'm going to call you an asshole. I'm going to call you a fucking Philistine. You are the worst of the worst. I mean, you're probably a social justice warrior. You probably can't get laid. You probably live in your mother's basement. In fact, I know you do. And in fact, you probably play video games like I do. But your TV's shitty. And your system is shitty. And everything about your life is shitty. And you know why it's all shitty? Because you don't agree with what's in my fucking bag. And so, fuck you for not liking what's in my bag. Now, that gentleman is basically the heart of arguing on the net and dealing with social justice warriors. Everybody's got their fucking bag. And everybody is trying as hard as they can to convince you that you should care about what's in their fucking bag. And that if you don't care, you're an asshole. Now, I made a decision last year that actually made my life a lot better. And it made my life a lot more comfortable. It's a relatively simple decision. But I decided that I get to decide what goes in my bag. No matter how much other people jump up and down, yell and scream, stamp their feet, I decide what goes into the bag, and I decide what to throw out. Men in Black, I think I'll keep that. And that is kind of, oh, you can't read this, but it's a classic. Very small. Oh, yeah, Mars Attacks. Woo, classic. That is the great strength and the great weakness of feminism. Which is why I don't care about it anymore. I used to care. I used to jump on the net and argue and present facts. And at the end of the day, it was fucking pointless. Because all it really was an argument over what goes in the bag. Oh, God damn it. And I decided that feminism, in order to work properly, it actually needs you to keep arguing. And I would just like to present to you that maybe one of the best things you can do is say simply, I don't care. And I understand there's a lot of energy that goes into preventing you from saying, I don't care. Now, somewhere, there's an animal going extinct. Probably an Amazonian tree frog or some animal like that. And somewhere else, there are people trying desperately to get me to care about the Amazonian tree frog. They want me to feel badly about not caring about it. And I don't. And so it is with everything else on the net. All the way up to and including social justice warriors and feminism. If you don't care, their shit doesn't work. So all I'm saying is, you can quit arguing. It's not necessary. For myself, I'm not arguing with feminists because one of my central questions can't be answered by them. Or when I attempt to get an answer, all I get is deflections, which is simply this. Remembering that rights are backed up by laws, what rights do men have that women do not? And usually at that point, it's just the knives come out and, you know, same old thing, can't get laid, live with my mom, live in the basement, somebody must have really hurt you, you'll die alone. Like anybody really has a choice on that. I mean, a high number of people, frankly, just die on the shitter. Right? And I just frankly, had to say, hey, I'm not arguing anymore. I'm taking it out of my bag. And I'm taking it out of my bag because I've only got so much energy in the world. I've only got so much shit to worry about. And because I also believe that women are capable human beings. They prove that all the time. Regardless of my opinion, I think, hey, women have proved that they're equal. Men and women have different strengths. Men are good at some things. Women are good at others. Although these days you wouldn't know that men are better at women than anything that's good. That's just been the tenor of the times for the last 30 or 40 years. They don't need my help. And so if you're tired of arguing, all you have to do, frankly, is say, hey, listen, I'm not helping you. You know, Emma Watson, he for she, all the rest of it, the new fitness campaign in the UK that they're working on, et cetera, to get women to exercise, which is kind of weird because men suffer from heart disease more, men die younger, men get more serious injuries, men get more strokes. And get more liver failure. Generally, physically, men do worse, but somehow we got to work on the women. But, hey, you know what? That's fine. So, try it. Try not arguing with them and just getting on with your life. So here's your bag. The bag that you've been using to keep to argue with feminists and everything else. And just throw the bag out. Here's your stuff. You get a new bag. I like this one. It's better. It's bigger. In fact, I don't know that I need any of this stuff in the new bag. I think. Let's see. Here's the first thing I'm going to put in the bag. My change jar. Kind of symbolic, don't you think? First thing I'm putting in my new bag. Change.